SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In this bulletin, the Transport Minister reiterates Australians shouldn't delay leaving Lebanon. A historic visit by the most senior figure in the Greek Orthodox Church, and in NRL, a grand final between the Panthers and Melbourne looms as a potential classic. With all this evening's latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Katrina Stewart. Transport Minister Catherine King has reiterated the government's message that Australians should not delay leaving Lebanon. Ms. King said the government's message is very clear and that if you're offered a flight, then you need to go and take that first available opportunity. She added that the situation on the ground is very serious and the government cannot guarantee they can get everybody out. This comes as the government announced there are still seats available for two Mercy flights to help Australians stranded in Lebanon make their way home, operating between Cyprus and Sydney next week. The federal government said two charter flights carrying up to 500 passengers will depart Beirut for Cyprus on Saturday. Foreign Minister Penny Wong's office said further flights are planned for subsequent days and will be subject to demand. A century after the Greek Orthodox Church was established in Australia, its most senior figure has met with Prime Minister Anthony Albanese as part of a historic visit. More than 400,000 people across the country are Greek Orthodox, and the visit of Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew marks 100 years since the Archdiocese of Australia was founded. It comes as Mr. Albanese has announced the government will provide up to $25 million towards major restoration at the Greek Orthodox Archdiocesan site in Redfern. Those who got to experience the visit say it was an honour.
It's a monumental day for us, for Orthodox people, because he's our patriarch. He's the king of our religion.
We are so proud and honoured to be here today to welcome our patriarch from Konstantinopoli. We're all excited. We are third and fourth generation Greeks here in Australia, and as Australians, we are very proud to be here.
The Queensland Premier has welcomed the prospect of the Prime Minister joining his state election campaign, as polls suggest he's trailing behind the state opposition leader. But Stephen Miles is backing himself ahead of the October 26 state poll, saying he doesn't need Anthony Albanese to hold his hand. Mr. Miles has head into the first weekend of his campaign, trying to reel in opposition leader David Crisafulli, who is looking to end Labor's nine-year reign. Premier Stephen Miles has joined Member for Gavin and Housing Minister Megan Scanlon to discuss social housing and to back the Labor candidate.
Well, I'm very confident in Megan. She is an excellent local member. She has been a fantastic minister. She is delivering our Homes for Queenslanders plan, a plan that she was an architect of alongside me since I've been the Premier. It's really important that the Gold Coast has a voice in government, and Megan has been that voice.
While opposition leader David Crisafulli has made an environmental pledge after his campaign received a boost when federal opposition leader Peter Dutton joined his campaign on Friday.
If elected, an LNP government will spend $35 million installing up to 100 filtration systems on some of those really high-risk areas flowing into Moreton Bay. This is something that I'm really proud to announce because it makes a practical difference. Let me put it into perspective. It's called zero litter to the bay because where you install these things, nothing bigger than a cigarette butt is getting through.
The 52nd Koori Knockout is underway in Bathurst until Monday, with crowds coming from across New South Wales to celebrate sport and Indigenous culture. The weekend is also seen as a time of connection for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. Former professional rugby league player Dean Widders says his highlight is watching NRL stars and young up-and-comers participate in one of Australia's biggest Indigenous gatherings. While NRL legend and Koori Knockout commentator Tamana Tahu says it's an honour to be involved in the media coverage.
I actually enjoy commentating. It's a unique type of footy, and there's a lot going on. There's so many teams. you know, for our team, there's a lot of running around, but they make, you know, me and the commentary team's jobs a lot more comfortable just to go there and just, you know, talk about football.
The Koori Knockout Finals will be broadcast live on NITV. And in sport, Penrith are 80 minutes away from being crowned the greatest rugby league side in almost 60 years and joining an elite group in world sport. Not since the great St George side of last century has a team stood this close to four straight titles after their record run off 11 between 1956 and 1966. Sunday's grand final between the Panthers and Melbourne looms as a potential classic, a meeting of two heavyweights and the clear standouts this year. And that's all this evening's latest from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Katrina Stirrett.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.